The summons had brought her to the lower level of the Crucible factory complex, below the foundry that produced macro cannons for the palace defences. The walls vibrated with the industrial churn. They barely muffled the endless boom and clang as if immense hammers struck anvils as big as mountains. The runoff of molten metal fell in hissing cataracts from the levels above and ran in gutters down the sides of the space. Half-burned servitors directed the outflow at lock stations, and the glowing rivers ran into waste tunnels heading still further underground. The chamber could not have been more anonymous or forgotten. Betherell assumed this was why it had been chosen. What was discussed here would have no witnesses beyond its participants. The Fabricator General appeared before her, emerging from a large access tunnel opposite. She gazed at him and saw the full potential of transformation. She had first met Kane here on Terra 2 years before the schism. He had been like her then, primarily human in appearance. Now he was a hunched machine, his four-limbed thorax inserted into a tank-like chassis. It might have been as though he viewed the fall of Mars as the direct result of the fragility of flesh, and this was both his atonement and his rearmament. Betherell felt her soul tremble before the sublime. Her mortal form seemed a sad vanity in comparison, and she wondered how anyone could doubt that Kane was the true Fabricator General. His very being gave voice to the will of the Omnisire.
"Your work on the throne world is known to me, Adept."
Kane's voice box grated. His human lips, sealed forever by iron, did not move. She bowed her head in gratitude.
"You have a memory implant?"
"I do."
"Then your future recollection of this exchange will be perfect. You have performed effectively as liaison between my forges and political concerns. I need you now for a new task. As ambassador of the Mechanicum to the Council of Terra."
Betherell bowed her head again at the honor. Any greater display would have been inefficient. The wonderment and the determination to be found worthy surged through her organic circuits.
"You do not seek to liaise with them yourself?"
"The gravitational pull of the Council is immense. I cannot afford to be in its grip. It will consume time I do not have. You have a further advantage. Your appearance is primarily human. This matters to the Council. They do not trust the machinery. As ambassador, you will be well placed to bridge the two solitudes."
"I will be that bridge. I will be your voice in all things."
"The voice of the Mechanicum. My presence will be minimal. The authority must be yours. We will consult when necessary, and I will..."
End playback. Advance to record Alpha Epsilon 3500. Designation, tactical approval. Begin playback.
The same cavern, a week ago. Betherell had grown into her role. She saw more clearly what needed to be done for the good of the Mechanicum and the Imperium together. She stood before Kane once more, taller with the strength of her new authority, and yet crushed by greater responsibility.
"The divisions in the priesthood are severe."
"On Terra, as elsewhere. The binary succession frustrates all my efforts to unify the Forge Worlds. The schism threatens to grow."
"Do you agree, then, to my proposal? Better to bring the crisis to a head rather than attempt to delay it. We must resolve the equation."
The Fabricator General marked his assent with a blurt of code.
"We will."
End playback.